And good morning and good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being broadcast live on the noagendastream.com in the morning to you. Corey, how are you?
I am doing great, Todd. Waving a hand to you from California here. How are you?
I'm doing well. That's Corey Ibe, folks, my co-host. My name is Todd McGreevy, and we join you nearly every Saturday here at 1 o'clock Central for 2 hours on the show we call Common Sense Revisited. And just want to put a little caveat out there, Corey, that we've been using this term Common Sense Revisited for over 4 years on Republic Broadcasting Network and now on noagendastream.com, long before our imposer-in-chief, Barry Satoro, started using the word common sense in his memes every day in his speeches. So the term is being co-opted, Corey, is what I'm trying to tell you.
You know, that is definitely part of the battle, isn't it, being aware of that?
It is being co-opted by the very folks that treat you like property, because if you identify yourself as government property, you are surely going to be treated as such. So
that's right.
It is, again, this is the show that gives you a headache because it forces you to think outside the box, see through the matrix, pick whichever metaphor you want. And we should say today is live, Saturday, April 27th, 2013. And last week, folks, we took a break. Corey and I, we just played a replay of the previous week's show. And I found it to be helpful, actually. I listened to it while I was doing some work I needed to do that I had to get to, Corey. And it's always good to kind of play back, you know, what we're talking about. I think we did a good job of recapping, you know, the political status that nearly every American finds themselves in. Inadvertently, that is, as a resident in your state, as a U.S. citizen, you're actually domiciled technically within the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., and thus you are under the complete legislative jurisdiction whatsoever of that administrative form of government that rules therein. So many people ask themselves, how can government get away with that? Wait a second. It's because they're operating on a whole set of rules that are completely unconstitutional but legal, right?
Exactly. And you agree to it.
And you signed up for it.
That's right.
Or your parents signed you up for it. Or you signed your kids up for it.
Yeah.
So
that you may not have knowingly signed up for it, but once you figure it out, you know, now you've knowingly signed up for it. It doesn't do any good to complain. You have to change your status.
Yes. So the blog that I use, folks, for archiving the shows and links of stuff we talk about on Common Sense Revisited is thirdrailblog.com. That's thirdrailblog, thirdrailblog.com. The show links are up from 2 weeks ago, finally. A little recap of the show plus the information we talked about regarding the DS-71, the Department of State 71 affidavit form, which was ordered by the Office of Management and Budget to be destroyed by all the postal office workers on April 2nd. That memo is up. One of our listeners, Tim, got us that when he was engaging government where he lived locally. And he also went back, Corey, since then, into a different post office, and they actually still had the form. So I've got that form linked at thirdrailblog.com as well. And for a little more housekeeping, we had Roger Sales called in, and he sent me the document that he talked about on the air, The Experimental Jurisprudence and the New Deal, the remarks of Jerome Frank from 1933 that were entered into the congressional record by Senator Bone in 1934. So that PDF is up as well.
And that is a fantastic read.
Yeah, it's we should do a little deconstruction of that on this show. We've got a couple hours we're going to be here with you folks revisiting some common sense. And of course, we'll encourage people to call in later in the show as well to join in the discussion. Today we've got on the agenda many things, actually. I've got a whole list of things I want to talk about. Corey, you and I have been doing a little pre-show chatter, some things. We're going to get back to this. We're going to talk about Eric Holder's sleight of hand recently regarding pathway to citizenship when we return, folks. Stay tuned for more Common Sense Revisited.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for staying with us on Common Sense Revisited. My name is Todd McGreevy. I'm being joined by Corey Ibe. We appreciate you tuning in today. And so, Corey, we're going to play a clip here. It's a clip of Eric Holder, the current head of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, I believe is his proper title. Is that correct?
I believe so, the United States Attorney General. At least that's what's listed under leadership for the Attorney General's website right now.
Yeah, the GovCo's head honcho. Anyway, why is it important that we pay attention to what Holder is saying regarding a pathway to citizenship for what he calls undocumented?
Well, from my perspective, it goes well beyond just the people who are already here. I mean, the people that have already established themselves here, where I grew up, there were kids who were kids of undocumented workers. We all went to school together. To me, they were Americans. They were my friends. So him addressing this in this way has me concerned, because everything I see Eric Holder do seems to be towards destabilizing our country. And if he were to turn the consciousness of the country, or get the country to accept the idea that, as we use the term for civil right, which is not a commercial reality, but the way people talk about civil rights, those are, you know, very, very highly regarded rights. And the way Eric Holder is talking is that immigration is a civil right. So basically, if he's able to move forward, he can destabilize the country by creating an influx of people who demand a civil right to immigrate here. And that is a dangerous thing. But I do agree, as you'll hear in the clip, the way he's using the term civil right, I think there could be a pretty strong argument made that he's right. And that's why we have to be so careful and really keep on a short leash all of our politicians.
Let's take a listen to what Holder was saying. This is addressing a lobbyist organization, I believe, a few days ago. This was on C-SPAN. Let's take a listen.
Who hired them? Who hired them? Creating a pathway to earned citizenship for the 11 million unauthorized immigrants in this country is absolutely essential. The way we treat our friends and neighbors who are undocumented, by creating a mechanism for them to earn citizenship and to move out of the shadows, transcends the issue of immigration status. This is a matter of civil and human rights. It is about who we are as a nation, and it goes to the core of our treasured American principle of equal opportunity. Now, like many of you, I have been encouraged to see that the bipartisan reforms currently under discussion in the United States Senate are consistent with these basic principles. I look forward to working with members of Congress and groups like this one to help refine and to improve these proposals. The Senate Judiciary Committee markup of legislation next month will provide us all with an opportunity.
I think we can cut off there. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah. So that's good. So there's a holder. He was addressing the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund is where that came from.
And he sure sounded like a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a smooth operator like they all are.
He's definitely very good at that. But he's taking an issue that is obviously very important. I've seen stories locally here where there's a lot of second and even third generation now people who were born here, but because their parents came illegally, it just creates a huge problem. And the reason for that is we haven't secured the borders properly. And we also create a situation where we invite people to come and break the law. And that just creates a mess. And that's something we've inherited from a lazy government from, you know, decades past. And the way Eric Holder's talking about it is a way that has incredible ramifications on the country. And let's not forget, this is the guy who was in charge of the Justice Department when the Justice Department armed to the point of being able to exceed the firepower of most nations, gun cartels right on the border, just, you know, not 110 miles away from where I'm at right here.
That you're referring to Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, exactly. So, yeah, you know, as nice as he sounds and as important as this issue is of addressing a real problem, there's 11 million people here who are not part of the GovCo system. And that creates a tremendous problem over managing them because they don't have the same jurisdiction as they do over you and I who are already U.S. citizens. And it would certainly make it a lot easier for the government if they could just assign U.S. citizenship to everybody and now you're all under our control.
Yeah, it's kind of an easy button for adding 11 million to the rolls of the chattel.
Exactly, is
controlling the add them right to the pen, herd them right into here with this, you know, civil right reasoning.
And if you know the actions of the current attorney general are consistent with somebody trying to destabilize the country by arming our adversaries and arming the nation's enemies with such incredible firepower, such in a manner that has such a tremendous psychological effect on both the people who are serving in the agencies that we depend on, as well as the population. The way he's using these terms for civil rights towards immigration would easily allow other people to come in who are not already here and make an argument that they also have a civil right to immigrate here. And it could just create an influx that would be very dangerous because I think his administration would allow that type of influx from whatever country. And that's where the danger really comes from.
Interesting. And what is Holder, you know, when he says the word citizen, what does he mean? What do we...
Well, you know, I don't know exactly, and I all I can really do is guess, but based on the way he operates, I certainly treat him as an adversary or view him as an adversary. He's straight up said he wants to brainwash the nation into not having guns, but at the same time, he is supplying the nation's adversaries with tremendously capable firepower. And an organization that he controls, Homeland Security, is arming itself to the teeth with a type of ammunition that you can't use in foreign wars. And, you know, which is Homeland Security. That's a division of the Department of Justice now. And so looking at him as an adversary and seeing how could he use this as a weapon, I think he's using the term citizenship to define a U.S. citizen, because once you identify yourself as a U.S. citizen, you have given up your rights to the point of near dictatorial control to the executive branch of government today.
The administrative GovCo rules fully apply to you, even though we keep up the facade that we have rights. Once you're a U.S. citizen, you are really just a piece of property. And
that's
we've all heard the anecdotal stories. I don't have evidence, so I will put that caveat out there. But I think that there's plenty of anecdotal evidence, anecdotal proof, if you will, that the so-called undocumented folks, when they get pulled over, for instance, by a municipal or county police officer for some kind of a traffic violation, everything from speeding to drunk driving, these folks are let go. You've heard the term catch and release, right? I mean, that's because technically the GovCo doesn't have jurisdiction over them because they aren't a U.S. citizen.
That's exactly it. I mean, I certainly perceive not being licensed to drive as an advantage over somebody who is licensed. And I think that the restrictions upon a license now are never what anyone ever intended for the purpose of it to be. And what an advantage it gives government if they can get a whole bunch of undocumented persons licensed. It would give them complete control in their administrative jurisdiction. And right now, they don't have it. Their biggest advantage is the lack of education amongst the people who are here illegally to truly understand what their standing is. But some of them do have it. I've heard the same stories, Todd, where, you know, you have someone who is undocumented and in a car and, you know, they get in an accident and nothing happens to them.
That term undocumented, are we documented, Corey?
Well, you know, I have documents that identify myself, so I don't have a problem using that term, and I'm really proud to show my documents. But I'm the one that created them, so I don't have a problem with them. They're not government documents. They're government-recognized documents, so I would consider myself documented. And, you know, and that's just the power of language. I'll use poetic license to say, yes, I am documented, but it doesn't mean that I'm documented by a government, you know, OMB-approved form.
So I think more technically, more accurately, perhaps, referring to the undocumented that we're the holder speaking about, these 11 million you referred to, can we put another attribute on them, and that is that they weren't born on American soil?
Yeah, they've immigrated here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they live amongst us as with regard to citizenship, they live amongst us as aliens. And it... In a world where we have, you know, thousands of laws added to the books every year, to have 11 million people who really aren't subject to those laws, they're subject to the law of the land, that creates a real problem for government to not be able to keep the lid on the whole thing and not let the secret out of the back.
Well, Holder did refer to a bill being marked up in committee towards the end of his little statement we listened to. So maybe we should take a look at what that bill is looking like. Maybe there's some definition of terms in there that would give us a more clue to what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one more point on the civil right when we come back. I just want to wrap that up.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the definition of civil right. Everybody go grab your Bouvier or Black's Law Dictionary and have it ready when we get back right after these words. Hold on.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. And we're talking about the term civil right. And, you know, Corey, I've got my copy of one of my copies of Bouvier's Law Dictionary, a concise encyclopedia of the law. And this one is, you know, an old version that's been scanned, and original copyright was 1830. And the most recent one on this was 1914. So this is a 1914 version. And, you know, there is what's the word I'm looking for, Corey? Something of maxim of law?
Yes.
Regarding definitions. Can you share that with us?
Well, as I understand it, the older the dictionary you have, the more foundation that definition would have. For instance, if you were using a new dictionary and the definition of a term in a contract that you and I were disputed over, we could go back to an older version. Same thing with the courts. If you look at the term human being in recent definitions, it's much less of a insulting type of a term than if you look at older versions of Bouvier's Law Dictionary, where it just says sea monster. And so the definitions to words change, but if that newer definition is not advantageous to you, you can go to an older definition of a dictionary.
Okay. Well, this version for the term civil rights reads, a term applied to certain rights secured to citizens of the United States by the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution and by various acts of Congress made in pursuance thereof. And it goes on much more, but that's the first paragraph there.
Absolutely. Now, the what is a civil right? Now, that one talks about a civil right that is secured by the Constitution, which is
to the citizens,
yes.
Not the people, the citizens of the United States.
To the citizens of the United States. So the way Eric Holder, the way I see him using this term, is a way that would expand it to where you get everyone arguing about whether or not all of this should be done as far as creating a pathway to citizenship. And by using the term civil rights and things like that, that's not really it. If he was really concerned about the country and concerned about how things were going to work, he was going to make sure that that language that he's using isn't going to spill out to allow people from other countries to be able to claim having a civil right to U.S. citizenship. That's how I see the way he's made those remarks, and that his actions are just something that is consistent with somebody who wants to destabilize the country.
Sounds like dangerous action to me.
It does, very much so. To me, it's very dangerous. The way he's wording it, and then the media is all whipped up about it. I heard it this morning. They were talking about how Eric Holder, you know, calls this a civil right, and everyone's getting all up in arms. Well, if you look at it like, all right, if the government does grant this, if the United States does grant this, it's BS, but it's not the first BS thing that they've put together. You know, we've seen NDAA, we've seen all sorts of things that are designed to destabilize the country. This is just something else, and the language they're using has us all scared and worried about the wrong thing. Everybody still has to go through. If we want to enforce it as the people, we can pressure the government to force them to go through the proper naturalization process. And even with the military, there's a new quick way to path to citizenship for lots of people who sign up for the military. You don't have to establish residency for 5 years. So there's a lot we can do, and I see Eric Holder using this term, civil right, in a manner that is technically right. It's not a civil right secured by the Constitution, so that's not by the definition of Black's Law Dictionary, but by using it in a different context, but by using a different meaning to the term civil right, which is ultimately an older, if you predate the United States, a civil right existed, but that was a right granted by government, and that's what it is. Even the civil rights secured by the Constitution is a civil right written into law, and theoretically that can be changed because the Constitution is amendable. If you look at it from that point of view, where he's talking about it as a civil right combined with the tremendous, you know, adversaries we face around the country who would love to be able to come in, and Eric Holder, I think, would just rubber stamp everything. What a fantastic way to destabilize the country by sounding like a really great champion of human rights.
Well, that's also 11 million more customers for the Ponzi scheme that government operates.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly.
There's a revenue in there as well, I think.
Oh, absolutely. There's 11 million of them. It's a significant amount of control that you don't have to worry about legally. Technically, if these people who were here knew how a lot of different things operated, they could make claims about taxes being illegally imposed upon them because they have a higher status than a U.S. citizen does.
And well, there's an irony.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. It's a very good summation of what we're dealing with here in terms of how we identify ourselves as property or not property of the GovCo. Got to take the first bottom half of the first hour break, folks. Please support the advertisers who are here so we can continue to have these discussions. We're going to go to Dan from Texas, who's on hold when we return. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. It's Common Sense Revisited, and we are visiting with Corey Ive, but I'm your co-host, Todd McGreevy, and we've got Dan in Texas who's called in. Hi, Dan.
Todd, how are y'all?
Greetings. What's happening?
Well, I'll let you and Corey tell your audience whether or not you're just uninformed or intentionally being deceptive, but I want to clear something up. A statement that was made earlier in your show regarding undocumented or illegal aliens. I can speak only for Texas. I can't speak for any of the other 49 states. But I know for a fact in Texas, from Class C misdemeanors, driving offenses, and public intoxications, right on up through DWI, right on up to capital murder, illegal undocumented aliens are given citations, charged with DWIs and other felony crimes on a regular basis. They are prosecuted for those crimes. They spend time in jail and the penitentiary for those crimes, at which time they are then immediately turned over to ICE for deportation. So this statement that they are catch-and-release people because of any status they have as an undocumented illegal alien is not true. So,
Well, hey, yeah, Dan, I really appreciate you calling in because you are 100% correct. I think what I'd like to do is maybe constrict my statement a little bit more. I certainly did not intend to say that anyone here in California, any of the law enforcement here in California, is catching and releasing criminals. That I did not mean to infer that at all. What I'm referring to is simply infractions, something that, you know, my mother or my grandmother might get a ticket for, which might be rolling through a stop sign or something like that, and she'd get a citation. There are plenty of reports, and, you know, and I've lived here for a long time, where either someone's given a citation and they don't show up, the name on it wasn't clear, there was just no way to document them. And that's something that growing up in Fallbrook in California was a huge problem when I was a kid, especially with the ones that were drunk drivers. And when that became a criminal offense, that sure helped. So, Dan, I really appreciate you holding the fire to our feet. It's incredibly important to use the right words. And I certainly want to demonstrate I have a lot of respect for the authorities here, and I can see how that would be insulting. And I don't mean that at all.
Well, I just want to point out here in Texas, they're regularly given these citations, whether or not they have any documentation, and they're made to appear in court and answer for it. And when they come to court, any status as to whether or not they're a citizen or a resident alien or undocumented alien, none of that matters. Either you engaged in the conduct or you didn't, and you are or not the individual that was cited as being the person responsible for that.
Well, that's the big question there, Dan, because you can look at my video on Appear Without Entering a Plea here in California, and I can tell you that while I did it very openly, and I'm pretty open book about how I approach the court that way, there are plenty of times, and I've spent a lot of time in traffic court, or the department is a better term for it, watching how this works, and there are numerous names that are called that don't show up. And having grown up here, I kind of know the game. You know, they'll give a name that doesn't work, they get a citation, it doesn't mean anything. So there is definitely an advantage from that point of view, having a non-U.S. Status. And you can take a look at my YouTube video, Dan, and you can look up on the court record, and you can see exactly what transpired. And while the law enforcement is doing their job, the legislature and the people who are responsible for securing the borders and making sure that immigration happens in a lawful manner are putting local law enforcement in a position that is really just no win. It's difficult. Almost no matter what they do, they can get in trouble. And I think that's my big point, that it's not local law enforcement that is causing the problem. The catch and release phrase is really referred to the position that they're put in, that it really doesn't do any good to give them a ticket to some people that you know aren't going to show up to court.
Well, are you fellas familiar with Ed Waller? Once had a show on this network and was involved with that outfit called NC Republic, North Carolina Republic.
I'm not
vaguely
familiar.
Vaguely familiar. Go on.
Well, as Ed Waller would point out, you call yourself what you want to, claim what status you want to, but when it gets right down to it, when these people choose to deal with anyone as they see fit, they will do so, and whatever status you're claiming ain't going to stop them. And, ask Ed and the people that were involved in the NC Republic how that worked. They have firsthand experience in how it worked.
It's one thing to make a declaration of your status, which is what the Republic effort was all about. I'm very familiar with that material. And it's another thing to actually establish one's own identity and extract oneself from the consent as a resident, which is what Corey has somewhat perfected. So there's a difference there.
And also throw in there that I doubt that Ed was able to rely on a previous Supreme Court decision to specifically refer to the NC Republic. What I've done as far as my political status is I've just moved it from Washington, D.C. to one of the states, the jurisdiction of one of the states that existed prior to the Civil War. And that theory is backed up by Texas versus White, that that jurisdiction does exist. And it is a jurisdiction within the United States of America that is completely valid. It's not a made-up corporation or something that I've done for myself. It's something that I was inherited from my forefathers.
Well, that status does you no good when they come knocking on your door and they choose to want to deal with you. You can claim that jurisdiction exists and that you have that status, and that's fine. But when the rubber hits the road, it's irrelevant.
Sounds like it's just, I mean, what are you proposing then, Dan? Are you just proposing give up, don't do anything, submit?
No,
lick the boot of the oppressor, make sure he doesn't see you, stay under the radar?
I don't propose to give up or not do anything, but I'm just pointing out that...
So, Dan, do you think contracts have any type of validity in this country? Do you think contracts are important?
Do you think contracts are regularly breached? Contracts are breached all the time, and the contract you're talking about, and with the people, as you keep referring to them as those people in that 10 square miles or 10 miles square of Washington, D.C., when they want to breach a contract, you're done in. Yeah, you may think you have a contract.
You know what, Dan? I can tell you about a little Chinese guy this guy lived in San Francisco in 1886, something like that. And he had had a laundry there for 20 some odd years. He was a Chinese immigrant, and he was still loyal to the Emperor of China at the time, and was here. He had no obligation to the United States. He was a resident of California. But the way California entered into the Union, he was never a U.S. citizen. So when they came and threw him in jail for not paying an exorbitant fine, because the city council, you know, of San Francisco, which even at that time period, that was a hefty political group, they forced the sheriff to put him in jail because he wouldn't pay a $10 fine. They were basically fining him out of business. Now, everybody else who sounded just like you, I'm sure, at the time, oh, there's nothing you can do. When they come knocking for you, there's nothing you can do. He did something, and he ended up leaving a legacy of a Supreme Court decision that I challenge any American to step up and do the same thing. You know, he really valued the freedom that he had being a resident here more than all the Americans who were living here and the people who were born here, everything. He saw what was going on. He fought it. And he wasn't even an American. And Dan, you sound like the people that he stepped up to help out. Oh, when government comes and they want you, there's nothing you can do. Well, the tree of liberty has been fertilized by the blood of patriots many times. There's a lot of Americans that live to that level. But to be a keyboard cowboy and say there's nothing you can do because a friend of mine lost, I think is a direct insult to the brave men and women who secured the freedoms from the king. When, man, you want to talk about there's nothing you can do, read about what this country was like when the king had control of it. And a bunch of farmers said...
There are those who theorize that he still has control of it and that he never lost it.
But now it's by consent. And the... it's very easy. I'm not saying it's not hard, but it's very easy to sit there and say, well, the driver's license doesn't matter. I still demand my rights. Well, if it doesn't matter, then get rid of it. If your Social Security contract doesn't matter, then change it. If it doesn't matter, change it.
Dan, I appreciate you calling in, Dan, and correcting us with regards to the catch and release.
I
did have the caveat in there that there was only anecdotal. I did not have empirical evidence of such a statement. So I'm hearing from you that you've got anecdotal evidence in Texas that that is not the case, that undocumented illegals are, in fact, when they make infractions, are treated just like the rest of us resident slaves. So I appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
We got Richard on hold in Alabama and Jerry on hold in Arkansas. And let's go to Richard in Alabama. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, I've got an example. I've given it before on another program. In Huntsville, Alabama, the Huntsville Times and WHNT reported on this illegal alien from Mexico who was driving drunk with no license and committed vehicular homicide. He was convicted and sent to prison for a year and a day. And 1 month later, he was arrested by the Huntsville police for DUI and no license. And that appeared in the newspaper, and it was talked about on the press. And then when the Huntsville Times went to investigate, they discovered that all the court records of his conviction had been expunged, eliminated from the courthouse, all gone. It's just as like he had never been arrested. Now, some of these Mexicans go to prison and they stay there because they're dumb and they don't really know how powerful they are. They just submit. Now, those Texas Mexicans, they are probably just don't understand how powerful they are and how they can upset the Texas court system. But in Alabama, the authorities leave the Mexicans alone because they know you get them convicted in the prison, and then the Consular General of Mexico calls up the State Department, and then the Department of State calls the judge, and the judge has to expunge all the records, and the guy comes right back, and it goes bouncing around, and all the judge can do is expunge the records, eliminate the records, so that people don't have a precedent to look at. And so it's all hit and miss. It all depends on how smart that Mexican is and how good an attorney he has. Now you
I lost you there for a second. I apologize. I may have been talking over you. There was a little bit of a hiccup there in the audio. You still there, Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that insight and, man on the street in Alabama, how things work. I do want to point out for the record that, you know, we're not advocating that people be able to get away with crimes. But let me define the term crime. By crime, I mean when there's an injured party.
Yeah.
Okay? When property
It's not
or
what
harm.
We advocate. It's what they can, what if they're smart enough, they can beat almost any rap, I guess.
Well,
that, you know, the weakness of our current system of justice, Richard, is that you see that all the time. People beat something that all the time, and it seems to be a crapshoot, depending on whether or not you got a good attorney and what happened. You hear stories about people all the time spending time in jail for years, and they're proven later that they were innocent, and it still took years to get them out of jail.
Yeah.
Yet other guys, it seems like a slam dunk case where they should be convicted and put in jail. The story you referred to, he was arrested again a month later when he should have already been off the street.
He should have been in prison serving a year and a day, but he was right back in Huntsville driving again.
Exactly. And that indicates...
And the records were all made to disappear. All
disappear. Well, if you know how the system works, you certainly could... I could see how that could happen. You could destroy a drunk driving charge over and over again if you knew what you were doing. And no doubt about it, I'm sure that he has access to an attorney or doesn't have the documentation necessary for them to be able to convict him of that type of a crime.
Well,
and then he knows.
Don't understand the value of that consular ID card.
Exactly.
They say they're afraid that somebody will find it and take it away from them, or they're afraid that, if you're caught with that card, well, that means you're an illegal alien and they'll deport you. No, that's not what it means. It means you're more powerful than an American.
Well, I wouldn't say more powerful than American. I would use the term U.S. citizen to be a little bit more precise. Yeah. If you're a U.S. citizen and a resident of one of the states, I definitely agree with you that you're a lower order of citizen than somebody who is here on a consular ID card.
Yeah. Well, if you got that consular ID card, you're kind of like a passenger on a cruise ship. You cannot be prosecuted by the captain for tax evasion or vehicular homicide because those are not crimes covered under maritime law. But an ordinary murder could be covered. An ordinary rape on the ship could be covered. So they're simply...
That's fascinating.
They're tourists on a cruise ship, you might say.
Richard, thanks for that call and that insight and perspective. We appreciate it. We've got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to go to Jerry in Arkansas. Stay tuned.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection, all ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back, everybody. Jerry has been on hold. Jerry in Arkansas. Hi there.
Hi, how y'all doing today?
Good.
I appreciate you accepting the call. I would like to visit on a term that's been kicked around for the last year and a half or so, the term U.S. or United States Nationals. Would that be okay to visit on that just a little bit, please?
Sure.
Yeah, what's your thought?
Okay. In this country, we have United States citizen nationals, and we have something also called a United States national. And there are some people that are pushing that you should be a United States national and get a passport under that type of basis. And I assume that y'all have heard that term because I've heard it on lots of programs.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I want to read a quote to you, please. For the only remaining non-citizen nationals are residents of American Samoa and the Swainis Islands. There are no other U.S. nationals except if you're from American Samoa or the Swainis Islands. And I'm quoting from the United States Supreme Court case, Miller versus Albright, 523 U.S. 420. That's a 1998 case.
Can you repeat that, Jerry? The source?
Miller versus Albright, 523 U.S. 420. At page, one second, I'll tell you the page.
Jerry, is it Miller as in M as in Mary, I-L-L-E-R?
Yes. And
it was decided
that's at page 469. Now,
These
people that are getting people to fill out an affidavit or other paperwork and fill out, you know, become a, say, hey, I'm a U.S. national. What they're doing is they're getting somebody that if the government wants to prosecute, they can get qualified for 20 years to life for fraudulently filling out federal documents and defrauding the United States government. I hope the people will understand that the failure to read what the U.S. Supreme Court says is how you lose in court.
Absolutely.
Second of all, if you have any type of United States passport, you have entered into a contract with them, thusly you've fallen right back under every aspect of their law. You've gained nothing except get a go-to-jail pass by saying you're a U.S. national. So, you know, if you don't look sort of Hawaiian or Samoan and you weren't born over there, you cannot be a U.S. national according to the United States Supreme Court. I wonder what your comments are about that, please.
Well, Richard, I'm really thankful for this source because I get this all the time. I have close friends who are on the bandwagon of the U.S. national, and I've said personally, I think that this is a defective strategy, that it's something that would cause you political injury, because my goal is to seek being a citizen of California 1849. You know, that's where my citizenship is. By default, I would have U.S. citizenship, but not be a U.S. citizen. And by declaring under penalty of perjury that I'm a non-resident alien or a U.S. national or something other than one of the people of California, I find that to be defective in the overall foundation of me identifying myself. So I'm really glad you brought up this Supreme Court decision, and we'll definitely, I'm looking at the Cornell University posted version of it, and it's just very clear. It, to me, seems like something you shouldn't be doing.
Is there any way
I
can hold over after the break?
Sure, Jerry, hold on 1 second, and we're going to take we're at the end of the first hour, folks, on the 2 hour broadcast today. Stay tuned, we'll be right back after these messages.
Now more than ever.